Understanding influence. In order for you to be an influence master, you need to know what influence really is. One of the mistakes that a lot of people make is that they think that influence and persuasion are the same thing. This is not the case. Persuasion is an element of influence and is often used as part of the process of influencing others. But it is not the same as influence. The most important difference between influence and persuasion is that with persuasion, you use a specific set of tactics to get people to do what you want. Influence is much more than this. It is your presence in the world. When you become an influence master, you will have something called conversion with others. This is different to the compliance that persuasion tactics bring. Compliance and conversion. You can use different persuasion tactics on people to get them to do what you want, but it is very unlikely that their belief systems will be affected by this. What you have really done is impact their thought process and nothing else. This means that you have persuaded the person to act in a way that they might not actually believe in deep down. They have complied with you for a variety of reasons, such as short-term reward or conforming to social norms. With conversion, you have a lot more power. As a master influencer, you can actually change the belief systems of others. When you achieve this, they will buy into your message and all of your subsequent messages. Even if you have nothing to say, they will still follow you. Others will share an identity with you. When you are a master influencer, others will start to see you as a symbol that they identify with. This is much more powerful than just sharing a message with others. By sharing your identity with others, it will become an element of their identity as well. As an influence master, you have great power because you can use your influence without any direct effort. Influence masters are able to obtain conversion and compliance from others just based on who they are or what they have done in the past. The most important attribute of influence. If you were to look at all of the attributes that influential people have, they would all share one thing in common: credibility. When you have credibility with others, they will trust you, believe that you are smart, and that you are knowledgeable. To others, you seem to have the right experience and have the capability to become whoever you want to be. A lot of famous people have high credibility and influence. Oprah Winfrey is a good example. Many people will listen to what she has to say due to her high levels of credibility. She's done a number of things in the past to build this credibility. Have you ever wondered why companies use famous celebrities to endorse their products? It is all about their ability to influence others using their credibility. Every year, many thousands of companies send their products to Oprah, hoping that she will talk about them on TV. Even a 30-second product endorsement from Oprah can be extremely influential. Companies have made thousands of sales of their products using Oprah's influence. She is one of the most influential people in the world. How do people perceive you? The way that people perceive you determines your level of influence. You need to understand that influence is not always good. You can have a positive influence on others or a negative influence. It is likely that you have heard someone say he or she is a bad influence, and this is true. If you think about negative influencers from history, then Adolf Hitler will probably come to mind. He was able to negatively influence a whole country to do terrible things. The power to influence is neutral. You, as the influencer, need to determine whether you will use this power for good or bad. We want you to use your influence for good. Another critical aspect of influence is the reputation that you have with others. If you have a reputation for being smart, powerful, or knowledgeable, then many people will want to listen to you. The opposite is true. If you use your influence to make people do things that they don't want to do, then you will have a bad reputation and not many will want to listen to you. Never underestimate the power of a reputation. Things that are not even true can tarnish your reputation. If enough people believe these lies about you, there will be social validity and people will believe these things. The old world view. Aristotle was one of the first people to speak about influence and persuasion back in ancient Greece. He believed that you needed three critical components to be a good persuader. 1. Ethos. 2. Pathos. 3. Logos. Ethos is all about the character of the individual that is doing the persuading. Aristotle believed that if a person had credibility, then they would be much more likely to persuade people. If a person was considered untrustworthy, then they would have little chance of persuasion. A person's credibility comes from a number of factors, including their character, their reputation, the way that they dress, the words that they use, their nonverbal communication, and whether they know what they are talking about. Pathos is the psychological state of the person you want to persuade. We are talking about their state of mind here. People will make different decisions based on the mood they are in. Knowing a person's current state of mind and what they really want their state of mind to be is very important. When you are able to change the state of mind of someone to what they want it to be, then persuasion is a lot easier. Most people will be compliant with your wishes when you achieve this state change. Logos is all about the substance of your message. It is the detail of what you are trying to convey to others. Aristotle believed that most people are reasonable, and if something makes sense to them, then they will make a logical decision about it. The New Worldview. Although people see Aristotle's concepts as very important, there have been many changes in thinking about persuasion over the years. It is more difficult to persuade people these days for a number of reasons. We are living in the age of information, and this has resulted in people being more skeptical about messages. Everyone has access to libraries, and most have access to the internet today. These things were not around in Aristotle's time. Also, people are a lot more educated than they used to be. So, to persuade people now, you need to overcome these challenges. In the next video, we will discuss the rules of influence.